Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Friday morning, let's catch up with Andrew G, the Federal Member for Clare. Good morning to you, Andrew.
Good morning, Neil. Good morning, everyone. Great to be back on Triple M.
Mate, puzzled, perplexed and a bit confused about the former Prime Minister, one ScoMo, the Minister for Everything. What's going on? What's your take on this?
Well, I'm as confused and perplexed as everyone else. Like, it is a very bizarre episode in our political history. I had no idea that any of this went on. Clearly, some people did. But, yeah, it's one of the strangest episodes that I've ever seen in politics. And, look, I think if at the time of the pandemic he'd come out and said, yeah, I'm taking these powers because we're worried that the health minister is going to be on a respirator and et cetera, all of that stuff, everyone would have gone, oh, yeah, we're in lockdown. You know, everyone was worried that we were all going to end up on respirators back then. Mm. But I cannot understand why you would need to become the resources minister to make decisions about offshore gas exploration. I just, leaving aside the merits of that decision, why you would need to secretly become the resources minister to do that, I think is very, very strange. And I was quite stunned when I read all of this in the paper. Oh, how bizarre. But anyway, it is what it is. And
I mean, it's happened before. Gough Whitlam and his deputy, Lance Barnard, they ran the country as a two-member ministry, I believe, back in 1972. Each had 14 ministries. So it's bizarre.
It's okay as long as everyone knows what's happening. But I think the issue is that no one knew that he had these powers or was even exercising them. No one knew that he was cancelling exploration licenses except the resource, his co-resources minister and someone else. So a very strange situation. And I guess historians will be arguing about it for years. But I think the bottom line is that the public should have been told what the power sharing arrangements were. And the heart of the matter is that people should have been told that we'd actually had two resources ministers and two treasurers and,
and the others.
Other dual ministers. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. All right. Moving along. Well, let's talk about yesterday. It was Vietnam Veterans Day, a significant commemoration happening here in Orange as well.
A very significant commemoration. We had a great turnout for Vietnam Veterans Day, also known as Long Tan Day. It's a day where we pause to honour and remember and thank all the men and women who served our country during the Vietnam conflict. And there were over 60,000 Australians served. 15,000 of them were Nashos or National Servicemen. My uncle Jeff proudly served as a Nasho at Nui Dat in 1967. 521 Australians lost their lives in that conflict. Wow. And a number of them from our local area. And I was honoured to speak at the ceremony yesterday. And one of the points that I made was that many of the veterans were not treated very well when they came home. And I'm doing this project called Central West Veterans Voices at the moment. And I'm basically recording on video the history of our local veterans and getting their stories. And the first veteran I did is a Vietnam veteran. And I thought that most of the interview was going to be about being a Ford scout in Vietnam, which is what he was, being wounded when he was in a firefight in Vietnam by AK-47 fire. About half the interview was that. The second half was his battles that he experienced when he came home. Some of it he doesn't want on video because I'm going to put it up on my webpage and Facebook page. But one story he did tell me is that he was trying to get into an RSL club one night. He was a rodeo rider after the war, and he was with friends one night trying to get into an RSL club for dinner. I won't tell you which one it was.
But it's in that region, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. And he had a veterans card, so he showed the veterans card at the door. And they said, well, you don't get in for free. And he said, well, I'm a Vietnam veteran. He said, well, that doesn't count. And that was the view of even a lot of older veterans from previous conflicts. It was very hard for the Vietnam veterans when they came back. So a fight broke out. It was a pretty serious one because the police were called. And fortunately enough, the police sergeant was also a Vietnam veteran who had a similar card in his wallet and asked the club whether they were proposing to charge him to come in, and they said they weren't. So once the sergeant arrived, the policy of the club changed. But it just shows you that even from some of our own RSL clubs, there was difficulty with the Vietnam veterans. And that's why many of them, for a long time, didn't join RSL clubs.
And what a very dark period in our nation's history where these returned men and women were shunned upon. It's very, very un-Australian indeed. And I'm glad we've put that behind us. And I hope these veterans are doing their best to do that as well. Let's talk about something that is very Australian. The Baraga Sheep Show is on this weekend. You're heading out?
The Baraga Sheep Show. So if you want a great Saturday experience, folks, get up to Baraga. It's kind of out past Oberon, and it's a wonderful community. They have a great little show every year, and it's free. You just turn up. There's no cover charge, and you get to experience all of the delights of a great country show and a great country community. So I'm really looking forward to that on Saturday. And then Sunday, it'll be Vietnam Veterans Day in Bathurst, and they have quite a big service there. And I'm really looking forward to catching up with the Vietnam vets again over the weekend. What are you up to, Gilly?
Mate, got a big weekend of gigs on. The big one that you and I, we've performed at the stage at the Royal Hotel Carcor, that is Saturday night. It's 50 years since the release of Hot August Nights, that big Neil Diamond album. It's 50 years since Elvis released What Now, My Love, his album. And so we're going to be playing a selection of songs by both those artists and then a compilation of your requests to the late hours of Saturday evening. So looking forward to that one out at Carcor this Saturday. Will you be joining us on the way back from Baraga? Wouldn't be too much of a detour.
I was going to say, Neil, you've got my interest there. I think we could do a... I'm all shook up. I think that's one of our old favourites.
Oh,
I don't know. The Gambler's always a crowd pleaser. I'm sure Neil Diamond covered that at some point in his career.
Well, there'll be a bit of that cloak and dagger stuff going on, I can assure you. Smoke and mirrors and all that. Here's one from Neil Diamond, and we might play a monkey song or something like that.
It's always a big night at Carcor. Yeah, okay. I mean, it's going to be hard to resist the call of the Royal at Carcor, isn't it?
It certainly always is. I'm with Andrew G, the Federal Member for Clare. Thank you for your time this morning, sir. Have a good day.
Have a great weekend, everyone.